C. Romeo and Juliet, the eternal love story. Romeo and Juliet is one of the most popular love stories in the history of literature. The story is set in Verona, Italy. Romeo goes to a party given by the Capulet family with two of his best friends, Mercutio and Benvolio. Romeo is interested in someone called Rosaline, but when he sees Juliet at the party, he falls in love with her instead.
Oh, tortures look dim beside her. She stands out like a snow-white dove amongst the crows. Did my heart know real love till now? My eyes need look no further. I hadn't seen true beauty till tonight.
Juliet Capulet asks her nurse to find out who Romeo is.
Who's the one following behind the others who wouldn't dance?
I don't know.
Go and ask his name. If he's already married, the only wedding bed I'll ever have will be my grave.
His name's Romeo, and he's a Montague. He's the only son of your great enemy.
The one I love, the son of the one I hate. How disastrous that first love for me should be a hated enemy.
This is the beginning of the tragedy. The Capulets and the Montagues are enemies. They would never accept a relationship between Romeo and Juliet. Later that night, Romeo jumps over the wall into the Capulets' orchard. He overhears Juliet talking to herself. She is on the balcony of her house and does not see him at first. She says she loves him. He then calls up to her and says he loves her too.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo, why must you be Romeo? Renounce your father and reject your name. Or if you won't, just swear your love to me and I'll no longer be a Capulet.
Shall I hear some more or speak now?
It's only your name that's my enemy. You'd be the same, even if you weren't a Montague. What's so significant about a name? What we call a rose would smell as sweet, whatever word we used for it. Romeo, give up your name, and in exchange for that name, which is not part of you, take all of me.
I'll take you at your word. From now on, I've finished with Romeo.
Who is there? Hidden in the darkness, overhearing my private thoughts?
I don't like to use my name to tell you who I am. My name is hateful to me because it's an enemy of yours.
I haven't heard you speak 100 words, but I recognize your voice. Are you not Romeo and a Montague? Tell me, how did you get here and why? The walls of the orchard are high and hard to climb. This place is death to you if any of my relatives find you here.
I flew over these walls on the light wings of love.
If they see you, they'll kill you.
Alas, I'm more afraid of your eyes than 20 of their swords.
Not for all the world would I have them see you here.
The night conceals me from them. And provided you love me, let them find me here. I'd rather my life ended by their hate than I live on without your love.
Who told you where to find me?
Love did. I'm no pilot, but even if you were as far away as the farthest shore of the most distant sea, I'd set out in search of such a prize as you.
You know night conceals my face. Otherwise, there'd be a maidenly blush colouring my cheeks because of what you've heard me say tonight. Oh, gentle Romeo, if you really do love me, say. Or if you think I'm yours too quickly, I'll frown and be awkward and say no to you, provided you'll keep wooing me. Trust me, sir, I'll prove more faithful than those pretending to be hard to get.
Lady, I vow by the blessed moon that puts a silver lining round the tops of those fruit trees.
Oh, don't swear by the moon. the changeable moon that alters throughout its monthly course, in case your love proves just as variable.
What shall I swear by?
Don't swear at all. Or if you must, swear by your gracious self, which is the god I worship. Then I'll believe you.
If my darling...
So don't swear. It is too rash, too ill-advised, too sudden, too like lightning. Good night, sweetheart. When we next meet, this bud which is our love may have ripened into a beautiful flower.
Oh, will you leave me so unsatisfied?
What satisfaction is possible tonight?
The exchange of our fateful vows.
You had mine before you asked for it. Yet I wish I had it back to give away again. My generosity is as boundless as the sea. My love's as deep. The more I give you, the more I have.
Romeo and Juliet then marry in secret and agree to meet the next evening. But before this, Romeo is involved in a fight. First, Tybalt, Juliet's cousin, insults Romeo. Romeo's friend Mercutio defends Romeo and is stabbed to death by Tybalt. Romeo then has no choice. He has to kill Tybalt in revenge. Lady Capulet, Juliet's mother, asks the Prince of Verona to sentence Romeo to death for killing Tybalt, her nephew.
About 20 of them fought in this vile brawl, and all those 20 could only take one life. I plead for justice, which you, the prince, must give. Romeo killed Tybalt. Romeo must die.
Romeo did kill Tybalt, but Tybalt killed Mercutio. Who pays the price for his death?
Not Romeo, Prince. He was Mercutio's friend. He only did what the law would have done. Took the life of Tybalt.
And for that offence, we banish him immediately.
Meanwhile, Juliet's father wants Juliet to marry Paris, a nobleman. Juliet refuses, but her father insists. Juliet is desperate and asks Friar Lawrence for help.
Rather than marry Paris, ask me to leap from the battlements of any tower. Order me to enter a new-made grave, and I'll do it without fear or doubt to live a faithful wife to my sweet love.
Right then. Go home, be cheerful, and say you'll marry Paris. Tomorrow night, make sure you sleep alone. When you're in bed, take this small bottle and swallow this distilled liquid. Soon, your pulse will cease. No warmth, no breath will indicate that you're alive. And in this death-like coma, you'll remain for 42 hours and then awake as if from a pleasant sleep. When the bridegroom comes in the morning to get you up, there you are, dead. Then you'll be carried on an open bier to the ancient tomb where all the kinsfolk of the Capulets lie. In the meantime, Romeo will know of our plan from my letters, and he'll come here. He and I will be there when you wake, and that same night Romeo will carry you off to Mantua. This will free you from this shameful predicament, provided neither irresolution nor some womanish fear steals your courage as you are doing it.
Give it me. Give it me. Don't talk to me of fear.
Here then. Off you go. Be firm and successful in your determination. I'll send a friar immediately to Mantua with letters to your husband.
Love, give me strength. Strength is what I need. Farewell, dear father.
Juliet goes home and tells her parents she will marry Paris. Later, she drinks the liquid Friar Lawrence has given her. A messenger is supposed to give Romeo a letter explaining the plan. He is prevented from doing this. So when Romeo sees Juliet, he thinks she is really dead. He is so desperate that he drinks some poison and dies. When Juliet wakes up, she finds Romeo dead next to her. She feels she has nothing left to live for, so she kills herself using Romeo's dagger.
Oh, comforting friar! I well remember where I should be, and here I am. Where is my Romeo?
I can hear a noise, lady. God has intervened. Come, come away. Your husband lies dead in your arms. Come, I'll arrange for you to live in a convent. Come, I daren't stay longer.
Go, go, I'm staying here. What's this? A container in my true love's hand. Poison! Have you drunk it all and left no obliging drop to help me to follow you? I'll kiss your lips. Perhaps there's still some poison on them to make me die. Oh, your lips are warm.
Lead the way, boy. Which way?
Noise? Then I'll be quick. Oh, lucky dagger. This is your sheath. Rust there, and let me die.